You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio from the California State University of Northridge Technology and Disability Conference, and we are catching up with the guys from WeWalk. Let's just get you both to introduce yourself.
Hello everyone, this is Kürşat speaking. I'm co-founder of WeWalk. Briefly, who am I? I am blind from birth. And I studied in a primary school for blind children. It was a boarding school, that's why I left from my home while I was 7 years old, and I attended inclusive high school education. Then I studied psychological counseling in the university. And after my graduation, I dived into technology worlds, and we implemented various technologies for visually impaired people as a team. Recently, we built WeWalk company headquartered in London, UK, as you know, Dave. And I'm so happy to here today with you.
Fantastic. And let's also meet your colleague as well.
Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure to be joining Dave and Kürşat on this podcast. Thank you, Dave, for inviting us here at CSUN. And my name is Joe. I have been working with the WeWalk company for about 4 years now. I started off in the customer experience field, and then from there I moved into the growth manager space. So I work very closely with our users to make sure we're gathering all the feedback from our Kane users, and we're passing along that feedback to our R&D as well as technical teams.
Okay, and let's just remind everybody about what WeWalk does. You guys, you make a smart cane, essentially. Yes. So what is a smart cane? Because lots of blind and partially sighted people use canes, of course, for scanning the ground in front of us, to signal to sighted pedestrians and drivers. And that, you know, that's pretty old school technology, and it's worked really well for 100 years. Why do we need a smart cane? What does a smart cane bring to the table?
So maybe we can say, why not? So, you know, we all witness how fast technology advances every single day. And we even speak about self-driving cars, drones. We are talking about going to the Mars. But as a blind person, when I go out, I still have to rely on my traditional white cane to get around, which is just a plain stick. But with the help of technology, it can do more than that. That's why we created WeWalk Smart Cane technology.
Right, and you say more, what, when you say more, what do you mean by more? Give me three examples specifically. What would a smart cane do that a regular cane just couldn't do?
It detects obstacles and alerts its users, specifically overhead obstacles. And also, it provides turn-by-turn navigation, informs you about restaurants, stores, cafes while you are passing by. Basically, you can reach information through your smart cane. You don't need to hold your smartphone with your other hand. So, and you can use your other hand to protect you and increase your safety.
Now, we are very lucky to be with you this year at CSUN because, of course, WeWalk has been available for a little while, and we've talked about it on Connect Radio previously. Mm-hmm. There's a version 2.
Yes. So we are giving everyone a sneak peek here at CSUN on version 2, and we are thrilled to be sharing it with people because with version 2, it's going to be almost indistinguishable from your standard cane. So the bottom section is still your standard Ambutech cane. However, the top section has been replaced with our custom designed smart handle. It has things such as Harman Kardon built speakers, so you'll get audio output from those speakers whenever you're using the WeWalk application, which pairs up to the cane via Bluetooth. As Kürşat mentioned, you'll be able to get things like turn-by-turn navigation, explore and find popular places that are around you. If you're someone who likes taking public transport around LA, for example, you'll be able to do that through the WeWalk application, all directly from your smart cane. And what's nice too is if, for example, you're walking around, you don't want to have your phone out, $1,000 phone isn't something that you might want to have out in some neighborhoods, or perhaps it might just get overwhelming to have to switch between different apps in order to be able to use features. With WeWalk, all of it is available in one single application. So if you need to find a restaurant and learn how to navigate there, do it directly from your smart cane. In addition to that, we are also building our own custom voice assistant that will be available for the next version. With a touch of a button, you'll actually be able to ask your WeWalk, for example, take me to the nearest Starbucks. This isn't a plug for Starbucks, by the way, but I figured every place has a Starbucks. So if you were to ask that, it'll actually pull up all of the closest Starbucks that are around you, and then you'll be able to get navigation directly from your cane. We have a USB-C input as well to make it easy to charge the cane. You'll get all day battery life and even up to 3 days. So it's not something you'll constantly be have to charging in a charging port or anything of that sort. You can plug it into a power bank if you'd like. We have a tactile button as well, so that if you want to be able to control the WeWalk app, simply use the tactile buttons on your smart cane to be able to control it. And we have torchlight built into the WeWalk smart cane. So if you're a low vision user in some of those darkly lit conditions, it can be very useful to be able to illuminate your pathway. That's what the torchlight is very useful for. So that's just a sneak peek of some of the features of the version 2, but we're excited to be sharing it with everyone here at CSUN.
I was lucky enough yesterday afternoon to get a little bit of a hands-on with
the version 2. I'm curious about your experience as well.
Yeah, and you know, there were two really big things that struck me with the version 2. The first one was how much more compact and smaller and lighter the handle is now. So it feels like the grip on a regular cane in terms of that shape, you know, size and shape. So you don't feel like you've got, you know, a big piece of technology in your hand. You've just got a kind of a regular cane grip, but it just happens to have a couple of buttons on it. And that brings me to the second thing that I noticed. You have obviously listened very carefully to customer feedback, and you've made sure that the interface is very tactile, so you don't have to worry about, you know, if it's maybe raining a little bit or your hands are a bit sort of moist or something like that. You're still going to be able to control the features and functions of the cane. So those were my initial impressions. Well, fantastic, guys. That's really exciting. And I know you've still, you know, you've got a roadmap, but you haven't announced, you know, pricing information and all that good stuff just yet. But if people want to keep up to date with the version 2 of WeWalk, what's the best way to do that?
Excellent question. So the best way is to go on our website, as well as follow our social media channels. We'll be announcing any new news related to our next release on there. Or you can contact me directly as well. I'm happy to share my email. It's joe@wewalk.io. So hopefully I'll hear from you, and we're happy to share more details as we get closer to the release date.
And maybe we can share our website, www.wewalk.io.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us here on R&IB Connect Radio.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Dave.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Cheers.